Well, good morning, everyone. Welcome to the Morning Mojo Call. We do these calls with every Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday morning at 8 a.m. East Coast time. So thank you for all the people that get on in different time zones. We appreciate your early bird wants to catch the worm mentality. And we enjoy spending about 15 minutes with you. And it's the top leaders from ACN on our team Global Revolution. And we love all the new people that are getting added every month to our calls and getting to hear their little words of wisdom. So yesterday, I was very inspired by Leanne Gabriel's call. And by the way, I am Nancy Holzman out of the Maryland Marketplace, Regional Vice President for NRT Global Revolution. And I was very inspired yesterday by Leanne's call when she just talked about how we perceive things and what kind of self-talk we're giving each other and giving ourselves mainly and what we're saying to ourselves and how that really is so relative in today's world. And I keep hearing it everywhere I turn, not just in ACN, but in my other business. I constantly hear that this is the year for mental toughness. And 2023 is going to be a challenging year. But when you know that up front and you have mental toughness, that's how you conquer. That's how you win. And you have to say that you refuse to participate in everything else that you hear that's going on. Like, you know, we keep hearing the word recession and we keep hearing the economy's bad and we keep hearing all kinds of things. And, you know, history always repeats itself. And, you know, for those who have been long enough, we remember what happened in 2008, 9, and 10. And, you know, I think that went on to about 2015 before things really started to change and recover again. But those years, when I go back and think about them from 2007 to 2015, were some of the best years of my life. And why? Because I used to have this mantra and I used to say, I hear rumors there's a recession, but I refuse to participate. My business grew during those times and I had the best time. My daughter had just been born and I was having the best time because I put my mindset in a different place. Now, how did you get there? How do you do things like that? Well, you know, you have to work on it, and it's called mental toughness. And there's been a ton of books written on mental toughness. But yesterday, when I was listening to the Mojo Call, I started just jotting down 10 rules that I like to live by when I'm starting to feel lost. How do I get that mental toughness back? You know, there comes a time in every single person's life when frustration starts to dominate every aspect of your reality. You start questioning yourself, your choices, your ideas, and even your own existence. You start feeling lost, and without even the slightest sense of direction, your understanding of what matters and what doesn't starts fading away, and unfortunately, your dreams and your aspirations start fading away with it. So if you want to jot these down, I'm going to give you 10 things to help you with your mental toughness. And that's just going to help you in every aspect of your life and especially in your ACN business. So number one, your vision is your fuel. Have a clear vision. The great psychotherapist Carl Jung once said, your vision will become clear only when you look into your heart. When you look outside your dreams, you can't awaken them. You have to look in your heart. It's he who looks inside that awakens. A lack of clear vision and purpose is probably the foundation of what makes us experience the feeling of being lost and frustrated. You know, I remember 11, 12 years ago when I was on my RVP run when I first joined ACN. All this Leanne kept saying to me was laser focus, laser focus, laser focus. And I was so laser focused on that that's how it became a reality to me. See, a vision is the driving force behind our actions, and it is the force that if it isn't strong enough, our mental and physical apparatus will stop working. So you've got to become laser focused in your ACN business. Your vision is the manifestation of your ability to visualize your future. So what are you visualizing? What do you play in your head all day long? You've got to guard what you play in your head. And this is, you know, what inspired me yesterday when she said that. Am I really guarding all the things I'm playing in my head every day. We are visual creatures. And by visualizing yourself, you stay motivated and you create the meaning of your life. Your vision will be your reference point every time you're in need of direction and your anchor whenever you feel the need to reevaluate your anchors and achievements. Number two is you have to define your values. When it comes to values, you should bear one thing in mind. Your values will help you define the reasoning behind the vision of your choice. You know, when we make choices, it has to be based on our value and our vision. When your vision is established, it needs to be congruent with the set of values that define you as a person. It needs to be like almost like a crazy dance in your head, where there's two arenas that are perfectly partnered working together in order to achieve success. Your values define, to a large extent, the stability and the strength of your inner world. And it's very crucial when it comes to mental toughness, if you want to be strong. Number three is you have to move beyond self-awareness to what we call heightened awareness. So picture three circles right now and take those three circles and make like a triangle with them so that the three triangles or the three circles all start overlapping each other in the middle. Well, one of those circles is your identity. The other one is your perception of your identity. And the third one is your perception of other people's identity. And see, where does heightened awareness comes in? That's all the ones that overlap. Heightened awareness comes from a place of deep understanding of the world and the way the world is perceived by others and perceived by yourself. If I would attempt to present it, you know, graphically, heightened awareness is that sweet spot inside of that triad when you put those three circles together. It's understanding your identity, understanding how perspective, other people's perspective defines your identity, and understanding the identities of other people. Finding the sweet spot, it puts you in a position of heightened awareness, and it improves your perceptual identification of your environment. See, to be successful in ACN, you've got to be able to define your environment and know how to approach it, how to attack it. In this state, your thoughts can be in total alignment with your actions and your experiences, and you're gonna have a dramatic decrease of self-doubt and negative questioning. See, that's what yesterday's mojo was about. It was about how do you take away that self-doubt and that negative questioning? Because you will understand the mechanics of everything going on around you. See, we perceive things wrong most of the time, but we have to understand we've got to get a better perspective. They say knowledge is power, but what they actually mean is that awareness is power. It's mental power. It's where we get that mental toughness. Here's tip number four. Don't just give. Give, give, give. People are most receptive to you when you give first and then ask. Although this is true, there's a better way to establish stronger bonds with others. It's by giving, giving again, and then asking. See, a lot of us in ACM, we want to try to acquire customers or we want to try to recruit by asking. Instead of trying to solve a problem and trying to give somebody something first. When you can make that mental switch, you're going to find that everything comes naturally to you in ACN and that it's actually easy. This is a lesson that mainly pertains to business, but it applies to all kinds of dynamics in your life. It's a lesson that really helped me improve every aspect of my life. It helps me redefine my friendships. At the same time, it distinguishes people that matter the most in my life. Giving and then asking is easy when you learn to live by that mindset. Almost everybody does it. Give, 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 and then ask other people to help you. Identify the people who are willing to go the extra mile for you, just as you did for them. We are reciprocal beings, and it's through reciprocity that we can bring our relationships to a whole new level. Now, listen, I want you to take that statement and I want you to apply it to your ACN business. People love to reciprocate. but you've got to give them something first. Number five is don't be arrogant. Be confident. I read somewhere once a while ago, and I remember this, that the difference between a confident person and an arrogant person is that a confident person actually has nothing to prove. An arrogant person is always trying to prove that they are confident. As soon as you've established a set of values that result in a congruent and authentic identity, there is nothing you ever need to prove, not to yourself and not to anybody else. You know exactly who you are and what you want. You are strong, you are self-reliant, you're a character that leaves no room for questioning, and you know how to express yourself in an elegant manner. You never feel the need to impress, because you know that trying hard comes from a place of insecurity. And I want you to think about this when you approach people in your ACN business. Are you coming from a place of insecurity? Are you coming from a place of knowing that you want to help, that you want to give? There's a big difference. I see it every day in my industry. I get calls from loan officers, from home inspectors, from title reps, from all kinds of people, and I can tell the ones that are coming from desperation, and I can tell the difference from the ones who are calling me to help me. And who do you think I want to deal with? The ones coming from desperation or the ones coming from a point where they're trying to help me? So how are you going to people with your ACN business? You are at peace with yourself, you know your strengths, and you know how to navigate yourself properly within this arena when you come from a place of confidence and not arrogant. Number six, understand that we all have issues. I don't care who you are. I don't care if you're the founder of ACN, but we all work really hard on them. We all have issues. We're born with the innate ability to receive and perceive. What most of us received during our childhood probably stigmatized us for the rest of our lives. And we all have to understand that nobody's different. It's just how you dealt with it. We all had issues. Nobody grew up perfect. It's in these little details, in the way that our parents treated us, the way that shaped our world of who we are and what we want to be. And, you know, unfortunately, our parents are very unaware of this. And some of us ended up with more issues than others, but we all had them. These issues can be hurdles in our pursuit of personal growth. And for some people, they're obstacles that they really have to work hard on. This is why I want you to pay special attention at this point. You need to learn how to identify your issues and thereupon try to work really hard on them. The faster you realize your psychological problems and the way they have an effect on you, the easier it is to tackle them and to eliminate them. Number seven is harness the power of books. I cannot say this any more than possible. We all know leaders are readers and that you're always growing. One of the best things I ever started in my life was reading a personal growth book every month. I started this when I was in my 20s, while I was growing up. I realized that knowledge never ends, and the more we know, the more we can reshape our reality in the most creative and purposeful ways. And this is how we deal with our childhood issues, through personal growth. This is how we deal with even adult issues that we have. You've got to have personal growth. It's the only way to overcome them. You can't change them. You can't change that circumstance, but you can change yourself and the way that you deal with them. I remember back in my 20s, listen, I thought I had it all. You know, I went to school. I thought I was on a great career track. I thought I had a great understanding how the world worked, and I was consistently refusing to accept advice from other people who were really successful. And it was in those days, though, that I started reading personal growth books. And I couldn't get enough of them. Because why? It really changed the way I thought. It helped me decipher mysteries of the way that people work, the way that I was working, the way I was thinking. It totally changed my mindset. Well, these books, they over my life, they've turned into hundreds of books. And now I look back And I know that this is a personal duty. I have to accept that knowledge never ends. Yes, you can have a lot of knowledge on a specific topic, but never rush into condemning something you don't understand or you find it difficult to perceive. You got to learn. Number 8 is go against the flow, become anti-fragile. And I really want you to listen to this. Unfortunately, we live in a society today where most of the time we're bombarded with elements that try to influence our emotional state. Listen, if you watch the news, from the time you started to the time the 30 minutes of the news is over, you are not the same person. Your mindset has totally been changed. Social conditioning, even social media. You start reading stuff other people are doing. You start reading their opinions, different social groups. And it's interfering with your focus. It's interfering with the way you think and if you observe the world. So you got to learn to limit it. You got to become anti-fragile. It is not some kind of coordinated plot or conspiracy theory by the world. It's just years of frustration in everybody's mind and their lack of alternative ways to live a life of focus. The majority of people don't live that way. Most of the propaganda out there, they've adopted in some way just to keep it alive. A mentally tough person needs to be anti-fragile. They need to know how to turn fear into fuel and misery into excitement. And I'm just going to tell you a personal way I had to do that over the last 30 days. So I've been really fortunate in my life that I've had good friends who help me support and bring my daughter up. You know, I always say it takes a village to raise kids. And they help me and they do things for me. They take her to school. They pick her up. They do all kinds of things. But for the last month, I haven't had anybody to help me. And this has been going on for a little bit for me lately. And I've had to take her every day. And for me, it's an hour to her school and an hour back. And then an hour to go pick her up and an hour back. It's 4 hours out of my day every day. So for me to carve 4 hours out has been a serious challenge. Been trying to do what I can do while I'm driving, but as you all know, we're limited to what we can do when we're in the car. And I was getting miserable about it. It's like I'm not getting my stuff done. Things in the house are piling up, laundry, dishes, you know it. You know what it's like. And I finally said, I got to look at the positive of this. And somebody just recently told me last week that the worse your day is, the more you have thankful to be for. And I was like, what does that mean? Like, the worse my day is, the more I'm thankful to be for. Nothing good happened today. And what they said is, don't go to bed without writing down gratitude. And I used to do that religiously, and I had stopped doing it because I got busy. And the worse your day is, the more you have to find things to be thankful for in that day because it changes your mindset. So I took this experience of driving my daughter to school and I started looking at the gratitude in it. I saw the sunrise every morning. I had great conversations with my daughter every day. I got to know what was really going on with her in certain aspects of her life. You've got to look for the positive in things that are making you miserable. There is positivity in it. And that's where you grow mental toughness, and that's where you become anti-fragile. See, people who are anti-fragile, and listen, I have to tell you, watching Senior Vice President Leanne Gabriel has really made me understand this. Because, guys, she's got things going on in her life that are challenging, but she never, ever lets it affect her business and the way she is with people. I've never seen her let her in the 12 years I've known her. I've never seen it happen. She's so good at mental toughness. And that's how we learn it, by watching others. See, she understands that critical thinking is an essential tenet of mental toughness. And that by capitalizing on reason and logic, she never gets discouraged. And she finds the loophole in the system to turn the things around. And that's what we have to do to be mentally tough. See, number 9 is, if you don't know, ask. Steve Jobs once stated in one of his interviews that most people don't get amazing experiences because they just don't ask for them. They've never found anybody that wanted to help them because they don't ask for the help. Now listen, in ACN and especially on our team at Global Revolution, we don't even have to ask for help. There couldn't be more things going on every day to help you with your ACN business. You don't have to ask, they're there. The question is, are you willing to plug into them and get the help needed to acquire mental toughness to be successful in ACN? So when you factor all this in, there's no better and faster way to learn than to plug in. There's no better and faster way than to plug into events. If you're not going to Dallas in March, you're saying, I don't want this. You have to have that mental toughness. Is it convenient? No. My daughter's in spring break those days. So I just had to say to her, guess what? We're going to Dallas for your spring break this year. So, you know, what are you saying? What are you doing? Are you being mentally tough? And nobody becomes an expert on anything overnight. You've got to attend events. That's mental toughness. That's where you get the guidance to learn. And that's where you get the guidance to process your ACN business with the right mindset. This is the fundamental for nurturing mental toughness. So make sure that you're plugging in by being at events, because that's how you ask and get the right answers. You might think you're too busy and you've got your own problems and issues, but you don't know until you attend events what is needed of you in ACN to be successful. And you'll be amazed at how many people want to help you, how many people you're going to be able to be just by watching them, what you learn. I have watched my mentor in ACN for 12 years, and it has completely changed every aspect of my life. And I can tell you that's number one on my list for being grateful every day. So last one is transfer your knowledge and show compassion. This couldn't amplify our senior vice president, Ms. Leanne Gabriel, anymore. When you start growing as a person, you should be able to identify people who are in need and are open to your guidance and help them. It's your duty, so to speak, to see other people's lives end up in the same direction as you and give them that same advice. It is obviously up to them whether or not you will take advantage of the help that they're offering you. But at the end of the day, you will realize that the law of attraction when it comes to personal relationships will always be there to remind us of why we're here. It's to help other people. So in conclusion today, as I mentioned on the beginning of this call, living your life on your own terms has never been an easy thing. But with mental toughness, the number one attribute you need in order to cope with this process. And because of a friend once told me this, when the going gets tough, the tough gets going. Accept that life is going to be tough this year, but know that you are in the right place, you're in the right environment to build your mental toughness and to succeed and to actually prosper and thrive when others aren't. So everybody, go out there, build your mental toughness, and you're in the right environment to do it. And I will hopefully see everyone in Dallas and at our local events. Take care. Bye-bye.